Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. It's good to have our good friend Sam Norwood back on the show. Sam's a partner with Tatum CFO Partners, and he's got some news for us. Sam, welcome back.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. It's great to be back with you.
It's good to have you back. Sam, as my audience knows, most of my audience knows, once a month you poll several hundred of your partners around the country. These are CFO and chief financial officers, chief information officers around the country who are working in companies not all that different from many of the members of our audience, and who are out there where the rubber meets the road, and they're working, and they're listening to the owners of the companies, they're listening to their salespeople and to the customers that they work with, and they're collecting sort of some information. Some of it is official, some of it's official research, and some of it is probably anecdotal, but you guys compile that into a report once a month.
Yes, we do. Our partners, we have a total of 400 partners around the country and operating with clients in a wide variety of industries in 26 markets in the United States. What we do is we ask them some very simple questions once a month, right at the end of the month. We ask them about business conditions. These are not economists. These are chief financial officers and chief information officers who are wired into what is going on in their companies, and what might seem like an anecdote within a particular company and in a particular market. When we compile them and we compare anecdotally from hundreds of individual situations, we see trends, and then we feed that back to them. We just have gone to press on this last night, and so this is extremely fresh news, Jim. And we think it's a good service for everybody to see what cumulatively these anecdotal things mean in terms of trends.
Well, no question about it, and it's an outstanding service to us. I look forward to this report every month, because I have, you know, I've got my own ear to the ground out there, and it's interesting to me to see how you guys compare to my thoughts. And usually, you know, I'm always glad to say, Sam, that you guys are right.
Well, we have
usually you agree with me, and so that means you're right. Sam, let's talk about something that I wonder if how much of this is in your report here, because I have just gotten it, and how much are you guys talking about the marketplace sort of frozen almost in time, locked up, so to speak, in anticipation of the other shoe dropping over in Iraq, of the geopolitical issues that are going on today?
On a very wide basis, Jim, it's our partners are telling us that managements are almost like deer facing the headlights, in waiting to see what's going to happen on the geopolitical front. We don't know whether certainly this would be relieved in whatever happens in whatever direction we take on the geopolitical front. But we're encouraging our partners to encourage the clients that they're working with to not get too distracted by what may or may not happen on the geopolitical front. Let's focus on what's happening in our particular markets and our customers. If we go out, we see people in the malls shopping and buying, and so we want to. Current question now is if businesses are focused on and almost frozen on what due to what might happen on the geopolitical front, are ultimate consumers in the same doing the same thing? And we think there may be a somewhat of a disconnect in that respect.
Well, basically, though, it seems to me that may be what's happening, Sam, because as you know, consumer confidence has been down three months in a row.
It's been down at a
level that we haven't seen in over 10 years.
Exactly. Confidence is down because of the uncertainties. But the question is, is that translating into people not shopping and buying and consuming? Statistics will come out later. We're polling our companies, some of whom are retail, but most of whom are wholesale and manufacturing, and in service companies, and not necessarily dealing with the ultimate consumer. So we will know as the trends as time passes. Mm-hmm. But for right now, business uncertainty is causing a lack of commitment, and so what we're seeing.
Sam, hold on to that. Right? We got to take a quick break, folks. It's 20 till. We'll be right back with our good friend Sam Norwood. He's a partner with Tatum CFO Partners. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 17 till. Let me remind you, coming up to the show straight ahead, Joan Price, senior editor with the Kiplinger Editors, will be with us as we cover the most recent Kiplinger letter. Sam Norwood is our guest. He's a partner with Tatum CFO Partners. And, Sam, give us your website, please.
Website is tatumcfo.com.
And, folks, if you have a business that you think is ready to go to the next level from a professional management standpoint, and you think you need a new... You'd like to have a CFO quality individual, but you're not sure you can afford that. Tatum CFO can help you with that. You guys provide kind of actually sort of part time CFOs, don't you?
We can do it part time, and we can do it temporary, and we can do it permanently. And the advantage that the client gets is that they get the intellectual capital of some 400 partners across the country. Whom each partner can access the knowledge of all the other partners. We do that
right
through our own portal.
So check that out, folks. Just get yourself, start the education process if you want to. And you can do that at tatumcfo.com. And I'm sure, Sam, if somebody wanted to contact you and ask you a question directly, you'd be glad to talk to them about that, right?
Sure, be happy to.
Would you like to give us a phone number?
Our phone number is 800-TATUM-CFO. So it's easy to remember, and just ask for me, and
right,
they route you through. I'm in Atlanta, but they route you through to me. And on our website, also, there you can go meet the partners and see the biographical sketches of all our partners and see where the closest one would be to your audience. And that way they can get acquainted. And also we put the results of our survey up on that website, and it's up today.
Mm-hmm. Sam, one of the things, let's just go down through some of the statistics, some of the specifics that you guys identified this time. Talk to us about what your guys say the conditions were in the past 30 days.
Yeah, we ask a very simple question. In the past 30 days, did business conditions get better, get worse, or stay about the same? And in the past 30 days, 21% of our respondents said that the conditions got better. 22% said they got worse, and 57% said they stayed about the same. And taking those absolute numbers is not as meaningful as comparing to how they felt a month ago, because there's and so if we look at what they said for the past 30 days compared to what they said 30 days prior to that, our 21% who said conditions got better is down from 28% in the prior month.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones who said it got worse, the business conditions got worse, 22% of our respondents said they got worse. That's up from 16% in the prior month.
So we don't like the trend, do we?
The trend is not good. And the trend, although the trend, because we do this every month, and because it is short term and it looks at 30 days behind and 60 days ahead, It can change, and what we're looking at right now, the statistical stuff, is similar to what we saw in the fourth quarter of 2001, right after the 9/11 attacks.
Which brings me to a point, Sam, that I wanted to ask you. Remember after 9/11, how many days and weeks even it almost seemed like America was glued to television, glued to the cable news stations to see what we were going to do, if we were going to go after the terrorists, if the terrorists were making another. I mean, we were all jittery, we were all jumpy.
Yes.
And I'm wondering if that kind of unproductive tension, that kind of unproductive anticipation is creeping its way into the marketplace right now.
I think it's taking a serious toll, Jim. When we're distracted from what we're trying to do in serving customers and producing our products and delivering services, it is a distraction from doing the job, and I think it's taking a toll on the economy.
Yeah,
we all believe that pretty soon there's going to be something that's going to happen that'll reduce the uncertainty and create some relief from this tension that we certainly all feel right now.
Well, everybody is convinced, even the people who are against us going into Iraq, everybody is convinced that we're going into Iraq. And so, and I haven't faulted the president at all for what he's doing. In fact, I support him in his strategy. I'm convinced that they know a bunch of stuff that we don't know. I'm convinced that for the 21st century will benefit from the coalition of the willing taking out Saddam Hussein. I think there'll be some things that we'll know soon that will prove that. But what I am faulting him a little bit for, and I hate to do this because he's got his wagon loaded, but we need to do something. He needs to, if he's going to do it, he needs to go, and he needs to quit fooling around with the UN.
Well, I think it's all coming to a head really soon.
It's got to because we need to be able to get this thing going, because the economy is hurting right now because people are waiting on what's going to happen. I don't think just consumers, but I think business people are delaying decisions because of that.
Well, war is a serious thing, Jim.
That's right.
And we wouldn't go to war to relieve economic concerns, but I think it's all coming to a head pretty, really soon.
I agree with you. What I'm getting at, though, is it's generally, I mean, basically, is there anybody on the planet who thinks we're not going to go over there and do this?
Very few.
I mean, I think everybody believes that we're going to do this. And so if we're going to do it, let's do it.
Yeah. Well,
because I think we've been ready. I think the country, I think the military has been ready now for some time. Anyway,
we have to have some faith that our government knows what it's doing, and
yep.
we will do the right thing.
Absolutely.
There's a long history in our country on that.
When we come back, we're going to get Sam to tell us what's going on in the next 60 days, what his partners say about the next 60 days. Right after these messages, it's 10 till. Stay with us. Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Check it out. When you get a chance, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. It comes every week by email. And a lot of other things you can do there, too. Read articles and listen to archives. Link over to some pretty cool folks like our Brain Trust members. You can find out more about them there as well. Sam Norwood is our guest. He's partnered with Tatum CFO Partners, and their website is tatumcfo.com. TatumCFO.com. Sam, what are your partners saying about the next 60 days?
Well, for the next 60 days, there are 37% who say things are expected to get better, but that's down from 43% in the prior month.
Mm-hmm.
11% expect things to get worse versus 6% a month ago, and over half expect things to remain about the same. The trend for the next 60 days, looking out, and these are not economists. They're chief financial officers and chief information officers who are looking at the specifics of their clients' business, backlogs, and what they currently are expecting in these businesses. And this is also reminiscent of what we saw in the fourth quarter of 2001 after the 9/11 attacks.
Mm-hmm.
And to give you an illustration of how this can change, in the early months, the first 5 months of 2002, things changed a lot. We got off the focus of what happened we sort of learned to absorb the meaning of it all and went back to work in the first half of 2002. And the recovery felt robust then. Other factors then came in that have hurt the economy since then. But for that first 5 months, our survey indicated that things were percolating very well. And that same thing could happen again once the geopolitical situation becomes more clear, whichever direction it goes.
And, Sam, think about what other things are going to be aligning to promote that. Number one, you and I both know that major corporations and investment companies are sitting on sacks and sacks of cash that are looking for a place to go.
Yes.
You and I also know that the over-design that we did in Y2K, that equipment and those products and capabilities now getting obsolete, people are going to have to start building up their infrastructure again.
Yes.
We've sort of paid the bill on pretty much on the corporate malfeasance, and that's sort of behind us a little bit. There are so many things that were negative over the last 3 years that we've now sort of taken care of. We've dealt with them and taken care of them, and so there's not a lot of impediments in the future. There are some, but not that many impediments in the future to some pretty long-term sustained growth. What do you think about that?
I agree, and the productivity gains that have been taking place in the last 2 years also will come to benefit the next couple of years, and because you don't see it while the economy and business conditions are soft, you don't feel it, but this has been described as a somewhat jobless recovery to the extent it's been a recovery. But the reason for that is productivity gains, and they will come to the fore when the economy gets and we all, as business managers, get to focusing back on our business and not the world stage.
But that's the reason. That's one of the negatives. That's one of the challenges we're going to have, Sam, I think, in the next few years, is what to do about this jobless recovery. Part of the reason we've got jobless recovery is because of the productivity gains, but also part of it is because we've got a whole sector of our population that's not trained for the new jobs.
Well,
the job that they left last doesn't exist in America anymore.
That's true, but you know, that's all. We've had a big technological change that's been going on for 15, 20 years now. And this is the culmination of that. I don't say it's going to stop, but our nation from the beginning has gone through transitions like this and been just fine. So I'm optimistic that we'll see full employment. And take a look also, interest rates. When have we seen interest rates this low?
Not in my life, not in my business career, and maybe not in our lifetime, Sam. You're a lot younger than me, so I don't know if you... You could probably say that, but
it's 41 years, so it's certainly been in my lifetime. But these are the lowest rates in 41 years, and there's speculation now that the economy is so soft that the Fed may even reduce interest rates again.
That'll be amazing
in the next 60 or 90 days.
Sam, I'm going to have to wrap it up. Thank you for giving us this report, and we appreciate it very much, as always. Will you come back next month and tell us some more?
Be delighted to do it, and always happy to be with you, Jim.
Thank you. Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, with Tatum CFO Partners. That's TatumCFO.com. Check out their website. They got some interesting things going on there. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.